Straight Talk on WRHI is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, for another edition of our Straight Talk broadcast presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors online at AndersonGriggs.com. Our thanks as well to Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care. Find out more online at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. And to HighSpeedWeb.net for streaming our signal 24/7, 365. And guess who's across the table from me? The one and the only Haven Miller from Haven Miller State Farm. And she is going to be on our show today, and we're not talking to you, Chris Miller, at all. Guaranteed, Haven.
That's a good promise.
That's perfect.
Happy birthday to you, dear Manning. Happy birthday to you.
Is this your idea? All right, enough of this stuff. All right, enough. We're a serious broadcasting company here. All right. Jeez, Suey. It is my birthday, and it's not the first birthday I've had, not going to be the last. So, Haven, welcome to Straight Talk.
Thank you so much.
Tell us a little bit about you.
So, I have been with State Farm just over 11 years and started my State Farm career with the one and only Mr. Phil Nace in Fort Mill at the corner of Dobie's Bridge and 160, and migrated here to the beautiful town of Rock Hill, working for Mr. Dick Kay, who's no longer with us, but who's one of a kind and had a lot of influence on my career here in State Farm, and have an agency downtown Rock Hill. Just have a little over a year under our belt for our own agency here on Main Street, and love where we're at, excited to be here, and love being a part of Rock Hill in a different way.
And boy, have you jumped into the fray at a perfect
time. Right? It looks a little different for business these
days.
Could
you ever have imagined that you would be dealing with what the rest of the world is dealing with, which is coronavirus?
No, I don't think I could have planned for this, and I'm really glad that if it had to happen, it happened this year and not last year when we very first opened our doors.
So now, State Farm's a big operation. You've got, what, thousands of agencies across the country?
We do. We have over 19,000 agents.
Whew. And the background on the company, I mean, it's been around like...
Since the 1920s,
early
1900s. We've been the number one insurer of home and auto over the last 10 years, and also had J.D. Power and Associates Awards for our life insurance, for customer experience. So, yeah, lots of accolades to back up the brand, for sure.
So your main shtick, it is life insurance, homeowners. I mean, do you have a full product line is what I'm getting to?
We do. So we kind of offer a little bit of everything. It's auto, home, renters, condo, business lines, life insurance. Our health insurance side is going to be more focused on Medicare supplements, disability coverage, short-term and long-term. We did a little bit of dabbling in helping customers with Blue Cross Blue Shield. Some agents still do that, but we were only able to help facilitate application, so we weren't really able to service that on the other side. So that's the reason behind our health coverage there. And then also, State Farm has a bank for a little bit longer, so we are trying to help our customers with any type of vehicle refinancing here for the next 30 days or so before we tagline our alliance with U.S. Bank. So, but yes, we have avenues to help our customers in all capacities.
You have a bank? I don't understand what you mean you have a bank.
State Farm has had a bank for a very long time. It's just not a brick and mortar bank. It's a virtual bank. So up until
Bitcoin?
This year, yeah.
No,
up until this year, we have helped customers, whether it's home refinances, vehicle refinances, checking, savings, money market, CDs, the whole gamut.
I'll be doggone. Yeah. I never knew that.
Right?
I never heard of that.
A lot of people don't.
Why don't they promote that like they promote everything else?
Just a little bit different. It's not, I don't want to say it's not our specialty, but our unique ability to connect with customers for new relationships typically comes on our auto and home side. That's what our company was founded on and where we prefer to at least initiate those relationships.
All right, so here you are in the midst of what we're all experiencing together.
Right.
The coronavirus. Mm-hmm. What is State Farm? I mean, you see a lot of these national companies rolling out ads and policies and what have you. You know, we're here to serve you. We're here to go through this with you, et cetera, et cetera.
Sure.
What's State Farm doing?
So a couple things. From the corporate level, we just put out a new advertising campaign on Friday. It's a new commercial called Your New Normal. I love it. It's only about 30 seconds long, but it really shows how everybody's being forced to work from home, experience social distancing, what their new quarantine looks like, whether it's being a teacher and a mom and a husband and a cook and, you know, the whole gamut of everything that goes on throughout your day. And that just as your normal looks different and is a new normal for you, that probably means things are changing and it's a good time to connect with your insurance agent, but even if it comes from the financial side. So the message behind that is we understand that things look different for you. That might be your budget, that might be your finances, that might be your household, it might be your coverages, but connect with your agent. And so also in light of that, they are making different payment arrangements or allowances so that our customers during this time, especially if they've experienced job changes, job loss, changes in their household finances and budget, that they are not going to experience a lapse in their coverage from now until April 30th as a result of not being able to make their insurance payments on time. So, you know, it's just it really gives meaning to why you have a local agent, how you have a company that supports that, the brand that we offer, and being able to just take the opportunity to check in with our clients. And so the other part of that message is really that because you're at home wearing all these many hats, that it's a really good time from a point of comparison to check in and see what you have, whether you're with a State Farm agent already or whether you're with a different company, and to have the opportunity to really draw some comparisons and make sure that you're getting the protection you need and the best value for your buck.
You know, I've heard it said time and time and time again that you owe it to yourself on an annual basis to really shop and see what's going on out there. That's number one. Mm-hmm. And number two, you really owe it to whoever your agent might be to connect with them at least on an annual basis, or they should be connecting with you, because your life changes, and as your life changes, so too does your need for coverages, either more coverage or less coverage.
Sure. And, you know, we don't expect our customers or average consumers to be insurance experts. That's where we come in. That's what we're supposed to do.
So, you're right.
So, you know, we want the ability to connect with you in that way. As for our office, we reach out to our customers once a year. I know that for different offices of different sizes, that's not always realistic every single year. But, yes, your needs change. People in your household change. Cars change. The value of your belongings, your net worth, the ability to protect what matters most to you. And, you know, I've heard a good analogy that I use a lot of times with my customers, and that's every day whenever you pull out that car out of its own house called your garage, you might as well strap everything that you love to the hood of that car, because that's the risk you run whenever you get on the roadway with everybody else that you can't control. And realistically speaking, everything that belongs to you, everyone that you love that might be in that car, or everything that's of value that you've worked so hard to attain, truly does get strapped to that car in the event that you cause a loss that's your fault and now someone's coming after you. And you have no idea until it's that moment and you're calling your insurance agent or filing a claim of whether you have what you need. So that's the intention. The other side of that when it comes to shopping is, yes, I do encourage my customers to compare, but in an educated manner. And what I mean by that is that, number one, it's not always an apples to apples comparison. So you have to have someone who can be honest with you and help you in that comparison. Number two, just because you're shopping doesn't mean you're hopping. And what I mean by that is, for example, customers that are with brokerages sometimes, what they don't realize is that just because you move to get a lower price with a different insurance company, long term, that's probably not going to suit you best because you have no real longevity with the company. And all of those things, your insurance history, all of that goes into determining your rates and premiums over time. So while it's of value to compare and see if you're getting the best value or the best rate in an educated way, it doesn't mean that just because you save $5 a month here or $5 a month there that you're going to jump ship every 6 months or every year, because we want you, our job also as your agent is to keep you the most marketable as a consumer.
Well, in my short time on this earth, and since I'm celebrating my 27th birthday
today.
I know I haven't been around a very long time, but what I have learned in that very short period of time is most of the insurance companies have very similar products. Where the real value is in the agent. Who is going to be there to stand up for you when, God forbid, that claim comes, because that's always where the rubber meets the road, as far as I'm concerned.
Sure.
Would you agree or disagree with that?
Absolutely. I think it gets a little bit more fuzzy on the homeowner's side. There are some differences in homeowners' policy products and coverages that are offered, so we can definitely draw some comparisons there or talk to that, but it's just different endorsements that are offered by different companies of things that might be covered or not covered or offered differently or different opportunities. But yes, I mean, you buy insurance because you need to shift that risk at a time of loss that's totally unexpected to you to the insurance company as opposed to out of your own pocket. So that's when we have the opportunity to shine, is during that opportunity of a claim. And yes, 100%, you've got to know what that scenario looks like. It's something that I don't have anything tangible to give you. You have to have it, but I have a peace of mind to give you. And we kind of tell our customers that that your peace of mind is our passion. And with that being said, every one of my customers has access to me at a time of claims.
So I was going to say that if I was one of your clients, mm-hmm. and if I had a claim, I'm just going to call you.
Correct.
And I'm going to say, here it is, handle it. Because as you just pointed out, I don't know anything about the insurance business, and I don't want to know. I just want to know you're going to take care of it.
Sure. They're going to have to speak with you to get the details of what happened, whether it's a homeowner's claim or an automobile claim, because they need to get your statement, right? But as far as walking through the process of understanding next steps, of getting guidance along the way, of is this normal, or what question do I ask next, or how does this look from here, yes, I walk with you through that. So I'm not licensed as an adjuster, nor am I licensed as a claim representative, because we have better people that are way way better suited for that.
Right.
But I'm your point of contact in the midst of that. So I really try to let our claims team do their job, because they're the experts. But if a customer has any type of questions, concerns, or guidance, they're coming to me for that.
Well, and I would think that'd be a key point, because when you get into this process of having a claims adjuster come in.
Sure.
You're hoping it'll be the best case scenario, but chances are it's not going to be the best case scenario. So somebody's got to be in between you and that adjuster to say, wait a minute, adjuster, you haven't taken into consideration this, this, and this.
Sure. Yeah, and one of the things that I love about State Farm is I've heard this from people that work on that side of our business in claims, that they've told us that sometimes people coming in from other areas, other companies, or different backgrounds, they have to educate and train them to say, we are State Farm, and you get paid to pay claims. That is why we're here. That's why we collect premiums, because we collect premiums as a way that shows our promise to pay, meaning our promise to pay claims and take care of people. So so that really resonates with me, because when you do have a claim and something does go wrong and something does happen, it's not our nature to find out how can we get out of handling this. It's our nature to figure out how can we look at what's happened, the realities of what's missing, or how do we make them right, and how do we figure out how to pay this claim in light of our policy that's been the protection we've offered to this customer.
I can remember so clearly back in 1989, before you were born, when Hurricane Hugo came through here and just ripped this town apart, and how it made me feel good that all the insurance companies, the adjusters, were just out there with their checkbook writing checks, because they could see clearly that this storm had just devastated everything. And it wasn't a question of nitpicking people on, you know, the dollar here and a dollar there. They did what they had to do to get people whole.
Right.
And that's what it's all about.
It is. And my very first year of having this agency open downtown, I had a homeowner's fire. And I had a renter's apartment fire about three blocks from my office. And with both of them, I was able to go and take checks and take it to the family. I was able to make sure that they had somewhere to stay. I was able to make sure they had food to eat. And just being able to show up with that type of deliverance in a time when something has just rocked their world, it brings a lot of value to what I do.
Absolutely, it does. And with that, we're going to take our mid-program break. Remind you that you are listening to Straight Talk, live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments in downtown Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors, online at AndersonGriggs.com. And our thanks as well to Good Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. All right, Haven, this is your opportunity now. Fresh subs and salads prepared right before your eyes 7 days a week here at Substation 2. A magical way we do it is in the white letters, and we all say it together at the count of three. Everybody now, ready? One, two, three.
Slice, slice, slice.
Garden.
Y'all got it. Back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI.
How's this for March Madness? As the world changes, so is our service to our friends at Substation 2. Effective immediately, whether you call in, fax, or order online at mysubstation2.com, we'll bring your order out to your car, or you can stay at home for home delivery. Isn't a great supper salad from Substation 2 just what you need at a time like this?
Gold Hill Emergency Department is now open. This is Michelle Walk, ED Director at Piedmont Medical Center. Gold Hill ED is Fort Mill's first standalone emergency room, open 24/7, 365, offering all the services of a hospital-based emergency room with 12 treatment areas. Whatever the medical issue, our team of emergency medical professionals is ready to treat your family, well, when it matters most. Stop by the ED at Gold Hill Road and pick up a free first aid kit. Visit goldhiller.com to learn more.
This is Danny Rogers with Paul Davis Restoration and Remodeling. If your home or business is damaged by water, fire, storm, or mold, Paul Davis is here to help. We are staffed with over 35 trained and certified professionals to handle any type of property damage. Our team mission is to provide extraordinary care while serving our neighbors in their time of need. Whether you need repairs in one room or rebuild a whole home, Paul Davis is here to help. Find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
These days, there are plenty of ways to stay connected to the internet. Laptops, phones, tablets, games, you name it. But the more devices you use in your home, the tougher it is to get a strong, consistent Wi-Fi signal. Comporium's premium Wi-Fi kit adds multiple Wi-Fi access points throughout your home, eliminating dead zones and interference, while spreading your signal more evenly so you can enjoy a better online experience. Right now, get our premium Wi-Fi for only $9.99 per month. Premium Wi-Fi from Comporium. Connect your whole home.
Our lives have changed tremendously lately. Founders Federal Credit Union wants you to know we are here for you. While our world right now may be uncertain, your money at Founders is not. Founders Federal Credit Union is fully backed by the NCUA, and Founders members have many ways to access their money at Founders. Our drive-thrus remain open, many with extended hours. Our ATMs are fully serviced. Founders Online and the Founders app are available to you 24/7. Relax. We are your credit union, and we are here for you. Not a member of Founders? Visit relaxjoinfounders.com to apply for membership.
Good Pharmacy, with a modern look and traditional standards.
This is pharmacist Kia Hicklin. All six of our pharmacists love serving you and your children. Ask us about alternatives for your child's medicine.
My mommy loves Good Pharmacy.
Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue, Rock Hill.
How's this for March Madness? As the world changes, so is our service to our friends at Substation 2. Effective immediately, whether you call in, fax, or order online at mysubstation2.com, we'll bring your order out to your car, or you can stay at home for home delivery. Isn't a great supper salad from Substation 2 just what you need at a time like this?
Straight Talk continues now on WRHI. Brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2. Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Haven Miller is with us today from the brand spanking new Haven Miller State Farm Agency in downtown Rock Hill. So, why downtown Rock Hill? How did you select downtown Rock Hill?
Oh, man, there's so many reasons. I think the biggest thing is that there just wasn't a presence downtown Rock Hill. We've got lots of really great agents in Rock Hill. I think 7 or 8 to be exact, and no one had migrated that way yet, so it was a perfect opportunity for an open door, and a lot of clients there that just were not with our brand, not with State Farm, so it was an opportunity first and foremost. Second of all, I love the growth that's happening around downtown. I love everything that's going on there, not to mention I'm not too far from lots of great eateries like this. but just the Main Street feel and what's to come. I think it's an integral part of our community, and I think we've been able to see the fruits of that already just over a year of having our office there, because sometimes we've found that people just call us because we're on Main Street. Yeah. And they see us as kind of the historical marker for State Farm in our area, and we love it. So it's been great so far.
Well, you're right in the corner of that big old Belk building, and it's very clear with all the logos you got there that you're State Farm.
Right.
And if you ever wonder what kind of car Haven drives, just look for the – it's red.
Yeah, look for the face.
So the way State Farm operates, and with all this growth in downtown, do you have some kind of like a protected area? Would they drop another State Farm agency, let's say somewhere, I don't know, along White Street, just because of what's all this growth is coming?
You know, I think it depends – ultimately, for us, it all comes down to kind of market penetration. Like, how well are we doing capitalizing on growing State Farm households in our area? And so as long as we as agents do a really great job of pursuing new business, building new relationships, then I don't think we have that to worry about. Most of us agents here in Rock Hill are also licensed across the lines in North Carolina. But unlike some of the North Carolina agents, we don't necessarily market to that point. We just don't want to lose great clients that we've had just because they move across the state line to Charlotte. So to answer your question, yes and no. In other words, we all have to lock arms together and get the job done because we want customers to experience our great brand and our great company. But if we don't, then there's the potential, sure, for them to grow, build new agencies in the area.
Well, I'll tell you this. If you just take a look at what's happening on your side of Dave Lyle Boulevard, right there where Wells Fargo is, there's going to be a couple of hundred apartments going in up there. And right across White Street, where the old Good Motor Company project is, there's another couple hundred apartments going over there. And then if you cross Dave Law Boulevard, God knows how many more apartments and seniors. I mean, downtown is changing right before ours. And if we hadn't had this little blip called the virus,
right,
I think we would see even more acceleration. Just take a look at what's happening in University Center.
Sure.
I mean, the hotel is going up right now. They're starting to work on that old powerhouse. I mean, whew.
It's exciting. You're
in the right place.
Just a little bit.
you're in the right place at the right time. All right. So we talked about the fact that we are living in this period of uncertainty, this COVID-19.
Sure.
So what do you do proactively as far as working with clients that you have that you know would be in this high-risk group, which I guess is anything over 60 years of age, which I'm not there yet, but, you know, I understand why I would reach out.
So myself and a couple of my licensed team members, we are reaching out to all of our clients that are over the 60 age mark and just checking on them. Just giving them a phone call saying, hey, we appreciate your business. How are you? Are you healthy? Do you have the groceries you need? Are you able to get anything that's important to your daily living? And the response has just been really overwhelming, and it truly solidifies why we do what we do and why relationships are so important with our customers. I had one gentleman who had 69 years old, has five kids that live in the area, and he started crying on the phone and said we were the first phone call that he had received to check on him, that he had not even heard from his five kids in the last 2 weeks. You know, I had one guy who was recently with us as a customer, and he had started coverage with us back July of last year, and his former company that he had been with for over 30 years, and he said, you know, in all of my 60 some odd years, I've never had a company call, and he's, besides the fact that we haven't quite experienced something like this, but haven't had a company just call and check on me, make sure I'm okay, make sure I'm healthy, make sure I'm safe, have what I need. So that's been the fun part of what we get to do. We also are reaching out to invite customers to do phone appointments to review their coverages and policies. And then we're also reaching out intentionally to be proactive to let customers know that right now we can't take cash payments as far as walk-in customers, so here's some other options. And for customers that we're finding out what their financial situation or job situation has changed. Have they lost their job? Are they down to one income? Are they down to zero incomes? What does that look like? Has their company cut back their hours? And what do we need to do in light of that to make arrangements to where they can still take care of their insurance premiums or have what they need? And so,
which is good, because you mentioned earlier in the program that State Farm was being proactive in this,
right,
recognizing that there's just a huge number of people who are out of work right now,
sure,
because everything's closing,
right,
to deal with this virus. Okay, so we get back to the basics. There are a lot of different agencies, different companies out there, many good ones, and you have to position yourself amongst those,
sure,
as far as why someone should come to State Farm to see Haven Miller. And you would say, why, you know, what is it that you feel that you're your unique selling proposition?
So the biggest reason, because there are so many great companies and so many great agents, even other State Farm agents that are amazing in this town, but the biggest reason is you get me. And at the end of the day, there's no other Haven Miller that you're going to have the opportunity to work with. But my office offers over 30 years of licensed insurance experience. I have three licensed team members besides myself. And from the first point of interaction, when it's the phone call that you make because you're interested in a quote, so from the quoting process aka shopping process, to finding out what coverages you need, the conversation is just different because not every person is the same and everybody's needs are a little different. We want to get to know you. We want to understand you because our job is to not only protect your property, but to protect your paycheck, because your paycheck is what allows you to have all these things that you need to insure. And unfortunately, what we think about less often is that if your paycheck were to stop due to someone who's no longer with us, they pass away unexpectedly, whether it's somebody that gets hurt or injured, whether it's a car accident or otherwise, or whether it's paycheck stopped because now you're on the hook for something due to a large liability suit, we've got to be able to plan for that and make arrangements for that. So it all comes back to how we implement State Farm's mission. So State Farm's mission is to help people manage the risk of everyday life, help people recover from the unexpected, and then help people realize their dreams. And we can't do that effectively if you're not having conversations with people, getting to know them, building relationships, and then being there for them to deliver on what you told them you'd do, even from the start of the quote.
Do you think it gives you a leg up, the fact that you're a lady? You're a female? I mean, the fact that, the way you approach things is going to be different than some clunkhead like this guy sitting here?
Yes and no. I think that sometimes it's generational that men want to do business with men. But I think whenever they start the relationship with us and have a conversation, that being able to relate and communicate in an effective manner really goes a long way. And I think that my compassion and care for wanting to do business the right way and truly take care of them comes over in just the first 5 minutes we talk. So what may be somewhat of a disadvantage on the front end, once they speak to me for the first time or to my team, then they're going to quickly know that that's not necessarily the case.
And I got it. I told you this before. I think State Farm's national advertising mm-hmm. is very, very cleverly done,
Absolutely.
I mean, I've forgotten the name of that actor who does that, but he's won some Emmys, mm-hmm. and he's just quite good at that job. So
yes.
All right, so where do you go from here? You've only been in business, what, 1 year?
Just over a year.
And you're right on Main Street. And once the dust settles and the virus is behind us, you're going to be opening the door again, encouraging people to come inside.
Right.
Because you're not doing that now.
Yeah. Well, my favorite part of the business is getting unstrapped from my desk. So, and I cannot wait to do that again. So yeah. The exciting part for me is that there's so many people that I've yet to be able to connect with, get out and see, go visit, shake hands with. Just offer a quote. Let me compare. Let me help you. Let me check. And so that's what I'm excited to do, because in light of being a first year business owner, there's so many other pieces and parts that come to that equation that were new, fresh, and unexpected. And so now having that under my belt, so to speak, not that everything changes on a dime, but having the ability to really go out, leave things in the hands of my great team, and be able to go meet with people is my favorite part of what I do.
Good for you. All right, so how do we get in contact with you? Do you have a website?
We do. We've got a couple ways. So you can either call 803-327-FARM, and FARM is 3276. So again, that's 803-327-3276.
All right.
You can go to havenmillerinsurance.com.
All right.
You can text us to our same phone number.
All right.
Or you can reach out on Facebook, and that is Haven Miller, State Farm Insurance Agent.
Well, congratulations, young lady, and good for you for jumping into the old capitalistic system. Ain't nothing like putting it all out there and making it happen.
Well, a couple people have told me if it was easy, everybody would be doing it.
I wonder where that expression came from. Yeah, all right. That'll wrap up our Straight Talk program live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors, online at AndersonGriggs.com. All right, she's a seasoned veteran right now. She knows that we prepare fresh subs and salads 7 days a week here at Substation 2 right before your eyes. The magic formula is right here in the white letters, and we're all going to do it together at the count of three. One, two, three.
Slice, slice, slice.
Garden, 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 garden. She's got it. Her name's Haven Miller. Have a wonderful day. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Bye.